With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. A better-than-expected employment report for June. The government says employers grew their payrolls by 147,000 jobs.
Analysts were predicting an addition of 117,500 jobs last month, a figure lower than the 139,000 jobs added in May, according to the data firm FactSet. Even with an anticipated slight uptick in the unemployment rate, the number is still low enough to suggest most American workers continue to enjoy job security.
It's correspondent George Williams. The House getting closer to a vote on the president's spending and tax cut bill. They debated overnight. Pennsylvania Republican Glenn Thompson saying it includes much-needed reforms that will help preserve vital food assistance.
We're saving nearly $200 billion by restoring integrity to SNAP, closing loopholes, reinforcing work, and ending on-check state abuse, all while preserving the program for the truly vulnerable.
While Pennsylvania Democrat Brendan Boyle argues it would gut social spending.
The bill still kicks 17 million Americans off their health care. Record cuts to Medicaid, record cuts to the Affordable Care Act, record cuts to Medicare.
House Majority Leader Scalise accusing the Democrats of resorting to scare tactics and false claims that the bill's tax cuts would only benefit the super rich.
Question, why does the other side keep hiding behind billionaires as their excuse to vote no? Because they made a decision, Mr. Speaker, early off, they don't want to give people back their money.
Last night's mass shooting outside a Chicago nightclub left four people dead, more than a dozen others in the hospital. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures are higher. The Dow futures are up 47 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 16 points. This is SRN News. LGBT groups are taking aim at baptism.
A growing number of gay pride events now feature an opportunity for de-baptism, a public ceremony during which homosexuals reject the baptism they received when they were younger. The practice is also being promoted by organizations such as the Satanic Temple. The latest example of de-baptism took place last month in Michigan at the Lansing Pride Festival, where a number of people underwent so-called de-baptism. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A new AP NORC poll finds 45% of adults oppose religious exemptions for childhood vaccines that are required for students attending public schools. Roughly one quarter are in favor, and about 3 in 10 are neutral. Most adults also say that freedom of religion is extremely or very important to the United States' identity as a nation. And people are about evenly divided on tax-funded vouchers to help parents pay for tuition for their children. SRN News. Well, the vacancy sign is on at Florida's new destination for criminal illegal aliens.
It's known as Alligator Alcatraz.
President Trump this week hailing a new detention center deep in the Florida Everglades.
This facility will house some of the most menacing migrants, some of the most vicious people on the planet.
The first group of immigrants are set to arrive Wednesday night. Florida's attorney general saying they'll number in the hundreds. The center was built in 8 days over 10 miles of Everglades. It features more than 200 security cameras, more than 28,000 feet of barbed wire, and 400 security personnel. I'm Ben Thomas.
Tesla stock is gaining ground after the electric vehicle manufacturer reported delivering nearly 374,000 of its Model 3 and Model Y automobiles last quarter. And that was better than analysts had been expecting. More details at SRNNews.com.